So we are on the Gemara on Yud Aleph and Aleph, but we're actually, he stopped at the two dots on Yud Gimel on the base. So just to sort of quickly chazir back to the Mishnah on Yud Gimel and Aleph. So the Mishnah says that B'prakim Shol B'pnei HaKavod, that in between the various breaks in the Mishnah, so you can ask somebody how they're doing, B'pnei HaKavod, if that's a person, Rashi says, that you respect, you know, it's a Rav or something like that. Umeshiv, and also you're allowed to respond for the purpose of Kavod. Ube'emtza Shol B'pnei HaYira Umeshiv, and in between, or in a paragraph itself, you can ask somebody how they're doing, if that's a person that you're afraid of, like a melech, umeshiv. Okay, and you're allowed to also answer for the same. In the middle of a paragraph, so you can ask somebody how they are, if that's a person you fear, and you can respond to somebody in the middle paragraph if that's a person that you have kavod for. But prakim shol b'pnei hakavod, in between the various paragraphs, you can ask b'pnei hakavod meishu shol mechol adam. Okay, fine. So that leads us back to the two dots on Yud Gimel on the base. Prakim shol b'pnei hakavod. So meishiv machmas mai. It says that you can ask because of kavod umeishiv. So why are you allowed to respond? Ilim ibnei hakavod. If you're allowed to respond back for the same reason that you were allowed to initiate greetings in the first place. So hashta misha shoyl, right? That if you say that you're allowed to ask a person out of kavod ahadur mibai, you have to tell us in the Mishnah that you're also allowed to respond if, let's say, you know, Rabbi Rub says Shalom Aleichem to you, you're allowed to respond to him. Of course you're allowed to respond. If you're allowed to ask, of course you're allowed to respond. El Shalom b'nei hakavod, u'meishiv shalom l'chol adam. Therefore, when it says you're allowed to respond, it means it needs to be even like a lower bar. You're allowed to respond to every person who greets you. So Eima Seifa, so let's go to the end of that, of the Mishnah. Ube'emtza, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ube'emtza Shalom b'nei hayira u'meishiv. In the middle of a paragraph, you are allowed to ask somebody how they're doing out of yira, u'meishiv, and also respond. As a meishiv machmas mai, right? What are you allowed to respond about? Ilim b'nei hayira, that hashta mishal sha'ol ahadur mibai. If you're allowed to ask the person out of yira, of course you can respond. Ela b'nei hakavod.
Why is it so obvious? Why is it so surprising? Maybe you can't interrupt asking in, like, it's...
Well,
you can interrupt during, you're only allowed to interrupt for fear. Okay, so fear, asking, fear, receiving.
Right, but we say you're allowed to interrupt for fear, and then you're allowed to initiate a greeting.
So why is it such an obvious thing that if you can initiate them for sure, you can respond? Maybe you should not allow to respond.
Yeah. If you're allowed to initiate, you're being mafsik yourself, you're initiating a greeting with a person, you know, that's like a chiddush, right? Yeah, obviously, if you're allowed to do that, and once a person's already talking to you, you know, if we're already concerned about Derech Eretz, and you're concerned about all those things, you know, so obviously for Derech Eretz, you're allowed to initially interrupt your, so of course you respond to somebody, of course you're allowed to do. I mean, it seems like a clear, you know. So there was the Eima Seifa. So if that is in fact what we're saying, so then let's say the following. So Eima Seifa, Ube'emsa Shol B'nei HaYira U'meishiv, Meishiv Machmas Mai, Ilim B'nei HaYira, if you're allowed to respond back to the person of Yira, Hashta Mishol Shol Adur Mibai, Ela B'nei HaKavod, right? Rather, when it says that you're allowed to respond back to the person, so then you're allowed to respond back to the person of HaKavod. So the Gemara says, if that's true, if you're allowed to, in the middle of a paragraph, if in the middle of a paragraph you're allowed to initiate because of fear, and you're allowed to respond out of kavod, so therefore the Gemara says, "Ohainu Rabbi Yehuda." Therefore then this first position in Tanakhama would be exactly like the Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, B'emsa, Shoel, B'tnei Hayira. In the middle of a paragraph, you are allowed to initiate because of Yira, U'meishiv B'nei HaKavod, right. Therefore, the first position and the second position ends up being almost identical to each other. So the Gemara says, fine. So we have to then basically reread the Mishnah. Everyone hear the question? Right. So there's something missing in the statement of the Mishnah, because it can't be that the...
Obvious favorite.
My favorite answer.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. It can't be that we're in the Mishnah just the way that it is, because then it wouldn't be Machlokas. Therefore, we have to assume that there's a word that's missing. Now, by Chisur Mitzera, it doesn't come and say, oh, we thought that the... I mean, I know what Avi wouldn't like about it. It's like, okay, this doesn't make sense, so now we say, okay, we're going to fill this. So, no, so really, okay, let's like, don't look. You know, we're going to change the whole thing around. It doesn't mean that we sort of say something that's black is now white and something that red is now green. You know, it's...
It was always green.
What's that?
It was always green.
Right. It was always green. And then, you know, there's a realization sort of like subtly...
We only get there after we can't fit it the first way.
Correct, yeah. So, Chizor Mitzvah HaKitani, it's a Beprakim Shoel Mipnei HaKavod, that you're allowed to, in between the paragraphs, you're allowed to ask someone how to do it based on Kavod Ve'etzach Lomar Shu Meshiv. And of course, basically what's being filled in is saying, yeah, and of course you'll have to respond as well, right? We're not making like a huge change. We're just sort of almost like smoothing over the Mishnah, which was given by Peh. And you know, so we're sort of almost like smoothing over like the rough edges of it. So you're allowed to both initiate, and of course you'll have to respond because of Kavod. But Emes Shov Nei Hayira Vein Tzarich Lomar Shum Meshiv. That's the Rebbe Meir. Okay, Rebbe Huda Amar Emes Shov Nei Hayira Umeshiv Nei Hakavod. Rebbe Prakim Shov Nei Hakavod. Umeshiv Shalom Mechol Adam. Okay, so by just sort of adding in that you are allowed to initiate Shalom for a person who's for Kavod. And of course, you'll have to respond. Therefore, it sort of allows us to properly read the Mishnah. So, Tani Nami Hakha, we have a similar brisa. Hakore Eshma Upagabo Rabo Ogadol Himenu. So, if you're saying Shema and then you run into someone who's a Rav or greater than you. So, Biprakim Shoel Mipnei Hakavod. So, Vinzar Kolomar Shehu Meshiv. Of course, you're allowed to respond to your Rav or your Rebbe. Ubeemsa Shomne Hayira, Vinzar Kolomar Shehu Meshiv. And you're allowed to respond to someone out of fear in the middle of the paragraph. Of course, you respond as well. Div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Huda Omer, Ubeemsa Shomne Hayira, Umeshiv, Mipne Hakavod. Ubeprakum Shomne Hakavod, Meshiv Shomne Koladim. And by the way, I would just point out that in regards to really defense of Chasur Mitzera, besides other issues, we also have sort of a brisa that supports it as well, right? I mean, so that makes you sort of feel, oh no, we feel more confident in sort of the amendment to the Mishnah because we have other Tanaitic sources. Okay.
But that was the case. The whole format is funny because our question should have been, we have another brisa that says exactly the opposite.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Or if
we ended up in a question,
right?
Ended up in a conflict.
Or if we knew we
had. So because of the conflict, the only possible scenario is then okay, something must be wrong,
right? Or if we knew that we had a brisa, you're resolving this issue, trying to get through that, and they say, but we also have a brisa said. In other words, right? I think also sort of illustrates the fact that Gemara is sort of like a process. It's not just a question, answer, question, answer. It's let us sort of like work through the question. And then like once we've sort of worked through that question, we get an answer. Then we can also bring in other support as opposed to just being sort of like a black and white type of... Okay, so by mine achi. Now this is a confusing word to read unless you say Rashi. It's because Rashi says achi. The first top Rashi is kach shemo, right? This is not my brother, the son of this. So this person whose name was achi... So they asked of him, so Tana Deve Rabbi Chia, May Rabbi Chia. Okay? So Boy Mine, meaning Achi asked the question, who was Achi? Achi was the Tana Deve Rabbi Chia. What's the Tana Deve Rabbi Chia? So you look at the first Rashi, Shayashona Beves Rabbi Chia. I mean, he was the person that was, teaching, he was writing down, he was like sort of the Tana in the Beves Rabbi Chia. So he asked the question of Rabbi Chia. So, Behalo of Megillah, Mahu Shayapsik. This is a very interesting question. We see you're allowed to be Mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema. How about by Halel and by Megillah? Are you allowed to be Mafsik in the middle to be Dori Shalom of somebody? Okay? But what would you think, sort of like initially? What's sort of like a higher bar? Would it be Kriya Shema or Halel or Megillah or something else? Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, right. The only thing that you would maybe say about the other two is that both Hallel and Megillah have a Birchas Mitzvah attached to it in regards to the Hefsik of that. So we're going to see what the Gemara says. So, Maoshi Yavsik. Okay. E, I mean, what's the Aleph? Probably E. Mi or mi amrinan? Mi amrinan kal v'chomer. Do we say that kal v'chomer krishma d'oraisa? Wait, hold a second. I just lost my bearings. What would be miyam?
Do we say that to
Kavachomer? Well, what would be Kavachomer? Miyam Kavachomer. If you say Krishma, the Raisa Pose.
Right, so of course. Sure, yeah, okay, fine.
So miyam Rina Kavachomer, Krishma, the Raisa Pose, Kalel, and Megillah, which are only the Rabbanan Mibaye. Oh, he just mentioned that Megillah is not the Rabbanan, it's the Risofrim, which is from the Navi, but either way, it's certainly not Daraisa. So therefore, we would say, of course, we're Mavsik by the Daraisa. Odilma Persume Nisa Adif. Or do we say that maybe, even though Krishma is Daraisa, there's something about a mitzvah that has Persume Nisa, which almost gives it like a higher level status, in which case maybe it's you not, cannot be Posek. Yeah. Correct. That's actually what the Gemara asks. Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? So we say, because we have the Megillah, so the Megillah is Pirsumei Nisa, it's like a Hallel. So, okay, so maybe because Pirsumei Nisa means that Hallel and Megillah have like a higher level status, in which case maybe then you're not posting, right? Which is, again, it might be an interesting possibility. So Amrlei, so posting, V'ein b'chachlum, right? That you interrupt, v'ein b'chachlum, meaning that don't think twice about it. It is not a problem. Okay. I would just point out, just sort of like this Gemara shows the basic necessity of civility in Derech Eretz, right? I mean, we're willing to be posek kriyishma al-mukhushmayim to greet a person, or according to Yehuda, to respond to every person, you know, that maybe even the middle of Megillah, which you do, you know, once a year, one day a year, so you'll have to, right? And like the basic idea of civility, of greeting person, maybe if it's because of...
So maybe, someone comes and says hello to me, a rabbi comes to me, I shouldn't say, shh.
Yeah, so, okay. So, v'im b'chachlum. So, I'm a rabbi, yom shayachit gomer b'hen es ha-halel. On those days, that
it's also unusual that like if you're in the middle of Megillah,
yeah,
it's more likely
who's coming middle to you in right, Megillah.
It's more likely if you're davening, someone doesn't know you're davening, they'll come and say something.
Yeah,
middle of Megillah, who's coming over to you?
Yeah, exactly.
It is
an unlikely scenario, but so Amar Rabba, so Yom Shayachid Gomer Rehen Es HaHalel. What's this lashon of Gomer Rehen Es HaHalel? And by the way, as you probably know, this is taken from the Mishnah and Erechin. So Rashi says, Yom Shayachid, don't make those noises. Yom Shayachid Gomer Rehen Es HaHalel Shehu Chov L'Chol Adam.
Meaning,
okay. So on those days, so on those days that you're the yachid is gomer b'hen es ha-halel, that means on the days where you have a chiyuv to say halal. Shehu chov al chol adam v'im echad v'esrim yom b'shana k'dem rinim b'sechas erikin. So what are the days that person has a chiyuv to say halal? So those are the typical days. We have the yontiv, right? And then we have Chanukah.
First days of Pesach.
Right. First days of Pesach, etc., etc. So that, right, if you have 8 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach, 2 days of Shavuos, Chanukah. Okay, so we're still missing one. Yeah, 21. There you go. Okay, so obviously, what's not on that list are the last days of Pesach and also Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so I just want to point out that just very, very briefly, we have spent some time to get into this, but this is a very famous Tosfos. This long Tosfos over here. We're obviously not going to do this entire Tosfos, but there's a discussion that says, okay, we have certain days where there's a chiyuv to say halal. We mentioned those 21 days. Why are we missing a day?
We're not, because Pesach is, I mean, Sukkot is really 9, because Shemini Atzeres.
No, but that's Sarah. Right. But I think it's only counted as 8. Nowadays it's 9.
No, we also counted 2 days.
We counted 2 days of Shavuos.
Shavuos and 2 days of Pesach. That's how you get to 21. If you do 9,
yeah,
then 2
okay,
plus 8.
Correct. Fine. So obviously there's certain days where there's no chiyuv for the yachid b'gomer es ha-halel. Okay. So on those days, the question is, do you say a bracha or not? Should you say a bracha if it's only a minog to say Hallel. If you take a look, which obviously I have in my Tosas, which is all underlined, it says, because of a Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri is the Sefer that which Rashi took most of his learnings from. She'eno ela minog mi'alma, so lo mevarchina. Seeing that it's only a minog, you don't say bracha. Why don't you say bracha? So, and this is the shita of the Machzor Vitri. This is the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, if it's only minog, you don't say bracha. Because you can't say, Asher kushanav mitzvotav etzivanu. Right? You can't say that we are... You can't say Asher b'mitzvah sav etzivanu, that we're commanded if it's only a minug in the first place. Okay? But Rabbeinu Tam, Amiu Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Einu Rayil, da Til Tuvad El Merechinon, Aval Mitzvah Pshita Merechinon, Du Chazin Kol Yantz V'Sheni, Einu El Minhago Merechinon. So Rabbeinu Tam says, anytime that something is only a minug, you do say a bracha. That same machlokas also applies between the Rambam and Tosfos, but by women saying bracha to mitzvah. As far as him say, you can't say Asher k'sham mitzvah etzivanu. But Rabbeinu Tam and the other sort of Bali Tosas, they say no, women are allowed to say that we are commanded, even though she's not say commanded in this mitzvah per se. When we say the bracha, Asher k'dishan mitzvah of tzivanu, it's talking about generally in mitzvahs. So this long Tosfos, and there's a very long brisker rav on this idea, is sort of the heart of this machlokas of brachos on things that are voluntary. Okay, fine. So Amar Rabba, Yom Shayach and Gomer Hennes, Ahalab and Perak Leperak Posek. On those days, there's an obligation to say Hallel between each paragraph, you're allowed to be Posek. B'yemza Perak Eino Posek. The Yomim She'ena Yochid Gomeran as a Hallel, being days where it's only a minhag to say Hallel, I feel be emsa perik posik. Seeing it's only a minhag, i.e. Rosh Chodesh and the end of Pesach, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Yom Ha'shalayim, etc., etc. So therefore, you're allowed to be posik in the middle of the paragraph. By the way, just not to spin. Well, Yom Ha'shalayim would be even more clear that you would, you know. But meaning it's like in theory there's less of a machlokas about Yom Yerushalayim.
Nothing, none of yeah. this is clear.
So there's machlokas about all these things. But people who say it by both. Right? And there's like less of like a conflict. Yom Ha'atzmaut is like a conflict about Yom Yerushalayim. If you're going to say it, you're like, you know. I would just point out, I got a thing yesterday that Barry Weber is leading Hallel Tuesday morning outside the White House. On the White House lawn, in fact, I think.
Wow.
So on how Tuesday's Rosh Chodesh. So Barry Weber is leading on the White House. So things are speaking about Hallel in weird places and weird situations. Okay, so I feel it'll be Emsa Perik Posek. So Amy, is it really true that if it's only a voluntary Hallel, namely if it's only a Minog, so you're Posek in the middle? V'ha Rav Bar Shava Ikla L'gabei de Ravina. It's a funny Gemara. So Rav Bar Shava went up to Ravina. V'yamim she'en ha'yochid gomer is the Hallel. I guess it's Rosh Chodesh. V'lo Posek like. And Ravina did not interrupt his Hallel to acknowledge Rav Bar Shava. So Shani Rav Bar Shava, the little chashav alad Ravina. Yeah, exactly. It's like Gemara has these like cold hard truths sometimes. Like, yeah, Ravina would have interrupted his Hallel if he was actually mashiv the person. So by mine, so now we sort of have like a very similar almost setup. It's a totally different question, but a similar setup before. So by mine Ashion, so Tana Deve Rabbi Ami, may Rabbi Ami. Ashion, who was the person learning the Brisos in the house of Rami, asked this question to Rami. Hashari Bitanis, so Mahu Sheyitom. Hashari Bitanis, the assumption is that he took upon himself a voluntary fast, right? And that is what Tosas points out over here. If it's a mandatory fast, you wouldn't necessarily ask this question. Hashari b'tanis, mahu sheyitum. Are you allowed to just taste a piece of food? You're not eating, you're not drinking, you're not this. You just, what?
What kind of fast is that?
Well, it's a, you took yourself a good Kabbalah, right? Let's say people even, I know in YU now, this is the worst start, people are mekabel themselves Erev Rosh Chodesh.
Take I know what type of fast is doing. What type of fast are you can eat?
Right, well, you're not eating. You just like put like a, you know, you're cooking and you just put something in your mouth. Okay?
Not swallowing.
Well, the pashtus of the Gemara is that you are swallowing. Tosa says, yeah, it's fine to be toeim, but you have to sort of spit it out. Right? And that is in fact what we hold. The Rambam learns Gemara is saying that, you know, you just taste. You're not, it's not considered like a maisa chila in regards to a voluntary fast. Okay. So he says, "So Maushi Yitom, are you allowed to go ahead and taste?" So Achil v'shti a kabel leha. When I was mekabel upon myself to fast, that means I was mekabel myself to not eat and drink, right? V'haleka, and I'm not really eating. I just took like again. This sounds like very dachistic, but I just put something in my mouth as to taste. Odil mahana kabel leha. What I was really mekabel upon myself was hana'a v'haika, right? And I am getting hana'a from the food. Okay. So he responds back, just like we said before, about being posek in the middle of Hallel, Amar Lei, Toeim, Vei Mikach Klum. And there's nothing, there's no issue with it. Okay, if you just take a look, by the way, at the second to last line, Tosos, Toeim, Vei Mikach Klum, Perish Vein Chanan El Shechozer Upolet. Right, you can taste, and then you spit it out, Dol Chashiv Hana. And then that's not a problem at all, Min Hat Ima. This question, if you do that, am I now fleshix? Right, let's say if I'm tasting the food, I spit out the food afterwards, Ava Boleya Lo. But even if it's a voluntary fast, you can't swallow, I feel Bishar Taneos, Mishim Hachi Apolid and Utsar Kabracha Shein and Edom. Okay, fine. So Vaitin Gmaru. So Tani Nami Hachi, Mat Emes Einat Una Bracha. If you just sort of taste something, it does not require a bracha. Vashari b'tan is toim, and therefore, as a result of that, if you take your mekab upon yourselves the tanis, so then you can taste. Vei mikachlum, so ad kama. So, up until when? You keep on saying, I'm just tasting. We have just tasting. You tasted a three-course meal. Ravami v'rasi tami ad shir reviyasa. So you have like that small shir of revis, so you would be allowed to taste. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav, kol hanosin shom kadeiro kodem sheyispalo. If you haven't davened yet, and you said shom aleichem to a person, which is also using one of the shemos Hashem, kilu asa'u bamba. It's as though you have built a bamba, namely you are almost worshiping from the wrong thing in the wrong place, right? You're sort of maybe valuing more saying shom aleichem to a person rather than davening first. Shenemar, chidlu lochem min ha'adam asher nishama bapo ki bamen nechshav. You should like remove yourself from the person, another person, asher nishama bapo ki bamen nechshav, right? Because why are you considering that? Okay, so al tikri bameh ela bama nechshav. To do that, to prioritize people over God is a bama. V'shmul amar we don't have to turn the word into bama, but we can say bameh. Bameh is why would you be machshiv this person before God? Okay, so the Gemara asks a pretty obvious question. So masa Rav Sheshes b'prakim shol b'pnei hakavod meshiv. So we say no. Here it is. It's Mil Krishma. You haven't said Shmona Esrei yet, and in Mil Krishma, you're allowed to be Nos and Shalom, Dori Shalom of a person. We just said to be Dori Shalom part of your person. It's like you're building a bama, right? So the Gemara answers. So Tiragama Rav Abba B'Mashkim L'Pisco. When do we say there's something really wrong? It's like I go to your house to wish you Shalom Aleichem before I've even davened, right? And I'm like, I'm running after you. I mean, stam civility in the shul, or someone says something to you, I say, okay, that's fine. It's when I'm like running to be such like a social butterfly where I can't like even wait before I daven. So that would be the situation that it's a problem. Okay, we skip until a few lines down. This was taken out by, I believe, the Maharshal. So I'm Rav Idi Bar Avin, I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashion. Asur lo la'odim la'asos chavtzav. We've had this already on several different occasions, this basic concept, that before you daven, you're not supposed to do different things. If you remember, by the way, we had, I think, back on Daf Dalid, that Rashi says including and not doing your own things before davening is not learning before davening. And Tosas questioned that sheet of Rashi, right? Tosas says, no, you're not supposed to go to work, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that, but you are allowed to do sort of Dvar Mishavah Kedusha. Shenemar tzedek lufanav yehalech v'yosim l'derech pa'amav, that you should place tzedek lufanav yehalech, you should sort of walk by placing tzedek first, v'yosim l'derech pa'amav. Not sure what the end of that pasuk is adding, but okay. So v'yom rav idi bar avin am rav yitzchak bar ishion kol mispalel v'yachakach yotzi l'derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa lo chetzav, right? And there's a value to it. You daven first, and then you go out. Okay, Shenemar tzedek lufanav yehalech, v'yosim l'derech pa'amav. Maybe God will place in your derech pa'amav occurrences? I don't know. Okay, so let's finish this last ketav. Amar v'yona, amar v'zeira, kol halon shivas yamin below halom. If a person sleeps for 7 days without a dream, which I believe we were always told was impossible, right? It's impossible for a person to not dream even multiple times a night. That was part of a person's sort of like physiological makeup. So that person is nikra ra. You wouldn't know why is it so bad, but that's considered to be something which is evil, to not dream. I didn't have any time last night to sort of look around this Gemara, but a person sort of questions, besides sort of like the Rasha from the Gemara, what would be ra about not dreaming for 7 days? I mean, ra is like a very, it's a strong word. A lack of imagination, a lack of something. So Shenemar, the Saveya, the person who is filled, Yolin, right, Bal Yipakeid, without being visited, ra. So it says, Al Tikri Saveya Ela Sheva. So how do you read the Pasuk? Visheva Yolin Bal Yipakeid. If you sleep 7 days without being sort of visited, that's Kama Ra, right? So Al Tikri Saveya Ela Sheva. So I'm Rav Acha Bered Rebbe Chia Var Abba, Hachim Rebbe Chia, I'm Rebbe Yochanan, Kol HaMatzpia Atzma Medivri Torah Vilon, Eim of Astrona So Besuris Rose. Anybody who fills their palate with Torah and then they sleep, that person is not going to have visited upon him Besuris Ra'os. Shenemar Visaveya, the person that makes themselves filled, Yolin, right? And that person goes to sleep, Kama Bal Yipaked Ra. He's not going to be visited with Ra. Okay. Thank you, everyone.